I've done a lot of fishing in my life. Most of that fishing happened before I even graduated from college. But I spent several summers in high school as a fishing guide and, of course, have some stories to share. As many of you know, my dad is a caretaker and he has been doing that work most of my life. And so I spent a lot of time in a boat taking the boss's guests out fishing. There are funny stories. I once had a man who was bigger than I am try to step up on the dock, but his knee gave out and he landed in my lap. Thankfully, he landed in my lap and not in the boat because it would have hurt more, for him at least. I have amazing stories. I once had a fish pull the pole out of someone's hands as they were fishing, but we were able to find the pole, snag it off the bottom of the lake, and we still caught the fish. I've had days when you couldn't keep fish off of the line and days where we didn't catch much at all. I got to take my college roommate out fishing one time. He was from the East Coast and only ever fished on the ocean. And so I was feeling confident in my skills that day, and I said, next cast, you're going to catch a fish. And sure enough, he caught a fish. As a kid, I loved summer or Sunday afternoons when we'd fish for trout with our friend who had cancer that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. We often didn't catch much, but it was the peanuts and the soda that kept me coming back for more, and I will never forget those stormy lake days. So whenever the scripture leads us to the lake shore, I get a little nostalgic. The soon-to-be disciples have spent the entire night fishing and have caught nothing. They are washing their nets to put them away, and I'm sure they are ready to go home and get some well-deserved sleep. They see Jesus along the shore, and they see the whole huge crowd coming with him. But I always wonder, do they know who he is? He gets into Simon's boat and asks him to put out a little way from shore so that he could teach this crowd of people. When he had finished teaching them, he told Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." There's at least two things to think about when you hear those words. Jesus tells him to put out into deep water. In Jesus' day, water meant chaos and often brought fear. The deep echoes this. Also, this should remind you of creation. If you remember back to Genesis 1, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. The deep reminds us of the chaos at the beginning of creation. These fishermen were almost done with their work for the night. The nets were clean and stowed away, and their beds might have been calling to them. Jesus' request had to seem a little ridiculous, and depending on the voice you give to Simon, his response can sound that way as well. At first, exasperated, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing." And then in a voice that might sound a little bit like a teenager, "Yet if you say so, I'll let down the nets." It is in those deep, chaotic waters that they catch so many fish that they had to call for the second boat because the nets were beginning to break. And then there were so many fish that the boats began to sink. Simon at this point has forgotten about fishing and he's overwhelmed by what has happened and he knows it is because of Jesus. Luke writes, "But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, 'Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.' In the presence of this miracle catch, Simon Peter realizes he is not worthy of this gift. But Jesus says to him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." And a night that began with disappointment and empty boats ends with Simon Peter and James and John caught up in the calling to follow Jesus. Now, on one hand, this is an amazing fishing story, better than any story I could ever share. But on the other hand, this isn't a fishing story at all, but a call story where Jesus calls these unlikely fishermen, who at least Simon Peter recognizes that he's not worthy of such a calling, and Jesus brings them into something new. Jesus, using the words we so often hear from angels when something big is about to happen, says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." And you might wonder, what does it mean to catch people? I think this may just be baptismal imagery. And if it's not, go with me, because I'm going to make it baptismal imagery. All of those fish that were caught in the nets that night will die. I like to think that there are other workers on the boats that went about processing all of those fish and getting them to market. And that, of course, is my practical self speaking. But how I see this as baptismal in nature is that these disciples are caught up in the net that Jesus has cast out. They, in this moment when they are called, die to their old self. They are no longer fishermen, but are now disciples of Jesus. This is the new life that they are raised into. An important side note that I've said a couple of times already: Simon recognizes that he's not worthy of this calling, and this death and new life that he is being called into will not keep him from sinning again. After all, because we know the end of the story, we know that he will turn his back on Jesus. But instead, this is Jesus putting a claim on them. And with this claim comes the promise that nothing will separate them from God. It sounds pretty baptismal, doesn't it? And so what might this mean for each one of us? We too have been caught in Jesus' net. The old Adam in each of us has been put to death, and we are being called into something new. And don't worry, God rarely calls the most likely and instead calls the most unlikely to this work. We didn't read from Isaiah today, but this is what Isaiah says about himself when God calls. He says, "Woe is me! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." We heard it read from 1 Corinthians about Paul. Paul says, "For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." If we are truthful with ourselves and we are living among other people, then we should be able to recognize the concerns of Isaiah and Paul and Simon Peter. Because we don't always get it right. We weren't baptized one day and then somehow have lived sin-free ever since. The work of casting nets and catching people isn't easy work by any means. And yet, this call isn't reserved for the disciples or apostles. This call isn't reserved for Pastor Tom and I. The call to catch people is the calling of all the baptized. There have been times in history where this work has been easier. Right now, we may feel like we are cleaning our nets and are ready to call it a night, having left the lake empty-handed. But each week we gather here in person, on the live stream, on demand later, and we hear this call from Jesus over and over again. We remember God's claim on us in baptism. We recognize that we have failed this call, and yet we ask for forgiveness and we hear the promise of God's forgiveness. We come to the table to receive Christ's body and blood so that we may be nourished to do this work again next week. And we gather to listen for Jesus' call to cast our nets into the deep or wherever else we might be told to cast out those nets. In faith, we are called to go out each day and do the work even if we don't receive the catch that we expect or the catch that we think we deserve. When we doubt our calling, when we are tired from fishing and not necessarily catching, when we are pretty sure that we aren't the right person for this calling, we can hear the Apostle Paul speak to us. He says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me has not been in vain." We can hear Jesus' reminder, that reminder that echoes the words of the angels, "Do not be afraid." We can draw from Luther's playbook that when he felt tormented by the devil, he would yell into the darkness, "I am baptized." The claim on us in our baptism is for certain. Each of you are God's beloved child. And as God's child, you are called into the family business of catching people. This means sharing the stories of how God's love has changed you. This means sharing the stories of the times you have failed, and yet God has picked you up and forgiven you. This means sharing the God winks, those moments around you when you know God is present in the midst of the everyday. This means sharing these stories of God calling the unlikely but holding fast to whatever word brings you hope. Today, again, hold to those words of the Apostle Paul. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Hold on to Jesus' words as you do this work. "Do not be afraid." Or turn in Scripture and find the promise you need to hear, that God has both claimed you and called you to join in this work. By the grace of God, you are what God has called you to be. You are a beloved child of God. Go in peace this day, serve the Lord, and be not afraid. This is your calling. Amen.